So we just had a bipartisan panel of federal judges rule that Donald Trump's tariffs are illegal. I mean, Mel Heiser, I cover the courts for Vox. And this is the log off where we tell you about one story you need to know about from this week. There were three judges, one appointed by Ronald Reagan, one appointed by Barack Obama, and one appointed by Trump himself. All three of them agreed that the tariffs are illegal. What Trump claimed is essentially an unlimited power to decide what our tariffs could be. And the court said that is not allowed. Any law gives him the power to issue tariffs has to place limitations on his tariff power. They issued what is called a nationwide injunction, which means if this decision stands, Trump's tariffs are wiped out everywhere. The federal courts generally have a three-tier hierarchy, a trial court, there's a mid-level appellate court, and then there's the Supreme Court. In this case, the trial court is the Court of International Trade, which just ruled that the tariffs are illegal. Trump went to the federal circuit, that's the appeals court one step above. Hey, I want what is called an administrative stay blocking the lower court's order. And so that's what they did. They did issue the administrative stay. The tariffs are still in effect while the federal circuit figures out what's going on with this case. It's reasonably likely that higher judges are going to be deferential to the trade court. Trade court judges just know so much more about international trade law. I said before the trade court ruled that I think that there's a 60 to 70% chance that the tariffs are ultimately struck down. Now I might go as high as 80%, but it ain't over until the Supreme Court issues its final ruling. And that could be weeks from now, it could be months from now, it could be a year from now.